There is this idea in different places in the Bible that we are given opportunities to be with people, to share a place or a journey or a time, but not forever. And we speak of sojourning. So this hymn says, "Here I pause in my sojourning." We sojourn together for a time given by God. The idea is an acknowledgement that the time, the people, and the place are only loaned to us, while God's purpose is being worked out. We come to sojourn in a particular place until we are needed somewhere else or by someone else. God brings us together for this time, but God makes no promises that it will be forever. We are just asked to welcome the sojourners or to be the grateful sojourner for as long as we can. Sometimes, like the story of Abraham, the journey and the change is specifically at God's command. "Take your family and leave your home," says God, "and your sojourn will be a journey that will bring about a new people." Sometimes, though, I don't think that the leaving is God's will necessarily, or it doesn't start that way. It's not voluntary and it's harsh, as when people were conquered and taken into exile in Babylon. And God tells them through the prophets that while they sojourn there, they should be a blessing to the communities and places where they had been taken. Thus, even when it wasn't our own choice, nor is it easy, nor is it God's gentle hand that takes us, still the change happens in the middle of God's grace. So for us, a minister came to sojourn with us for a time. And that wonderful hymn that Robert Robertson wrote says, "Here I pause in my sojourning, giving thanks for having come. Come to trust at every turning, God will guide me safely home." God brought Yoko to us, where she sojourned with us for a time. And though the leaving is not what we expected, nevertheless it happens in the grace and promise of God to guide all of us in the leaving. And wherever we are taken will show us how to be a blessing to wherever we sojourn next. For this isn't a matter of any of us standing still or staying in one place. We are more like two groups of pilgrims for whom it's time to take different paths. Yoko will leave this place today, and we will leave this place today also to a new sojourning. For the idea that even a building as seemingly as solid as this is stationary and does not move is only an illusion of people trying to keep their balance on a tiny ball that hurtles through space at 360 kilometers a minute. We have sojourned together for a time, a really important time, a blessed time. And now we will journey onward, the journey gradually taking us on separate paths. We will take with us what we have learned from one another, the blessings we have received from one another. And in the new places, times, and communities we are taken to, all these we will use in order to bless the communities where we sojourn. And on each of those paths, God has promised to be with us. And so this today is a farewell, but it is also a celebration of the gifts and blessings we have been given in sojourning together for a time. And as we go, we'll sing the songs we learned from one another, tell the stories that we shared, use the experiences we have had. And this is the time to pause in our sojourning, giving thanks for having come. Come to trust at every turning that God will guide us safely home. May it be so. Amen. And so